All right, hitting the record button. Waiting for the green. Look at that.
No! Get those words!
Hey, welcome back to Bid Nerds, everyone. If you tried to get on here just a few minutes ago, our system crashed, and we're trying it again. So here we are, Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day on Cars and Bids, Bring a Trailer, P-Car Market, Hemmings, and whatever, Rad for Sale, our favorite, and whatever other auction sites happen to pop up. We do this every Monday through Friday during about the 9 o'clock hour. We are way late today, and we skipped a show yesterday, so we say we do this every day, but we're dirty, dirty liars, apparently. welcome to the show. What's up, Michael Deeb, my partner over there in San Francisco? My name's John Polnick, by the way. How's it going, man?
Part deux.
We're winging it. I will say we do have a much more steady stream.
We absolutely do.
Says a couple of guys in their middle ages, which is could go a couple of different ways, but we are talking about the internet, you gutter rats. Yeah.
They sell a pill for that, you know?
They do. It's true. It's true. Got to get up 14 times a night. Okay, guys, what do we do on this show? If you've never joined us, what we do is we nerd out. We pick out the most interesting cars of the day in all the auction sites. You know the ones that you go to, Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids from Doug DeMuro, P-Car Market, everyone's selling cars on these auctions these days. That's just a thing, right? Nobody sells their car on Craigslist, or nobody trades their car in anymore. If you have an interesting car, what you do is you put it on Bring a Trailer or P-Car Market or Cars and Bids or Rad for Sale, or maybe if you're an idiot, Hemmings or something, and you sell it there on an auction, and all us crazy car enthusiasts are just all about it. That's where all the money is coming from. If you want to sell your really cool enthusiast car, you put it on an auction site. And so there's too many cars. There's like 50, 60, 100 cars being sold a day. You can't go, who knows? There's just too many. We do the work for you. We dig through, we sift through all the interesting cars and get rid of the ones that really aren't interesting at all and don't belong there, and we pick them and we nerd out about them, and then the best part, we make predictions to what we think they will sell for today. Every car that we talk about is a car that will hit the hammer hit the sound block this afternoon or this morning, sometimes even during the show. We'll make a prediction, we see if we're right or wrong, and the first thing we do on every episode is we go back and we check ourselves to see how our previous predictions
I have an idea. We're gonna wing it. We're going to wing it. Here, we're going to do a theoretical show for yesterday, because I have an idea if I would have got these right or wrong, but I just want to hear it from you.
Okay.
So we had a 2019 Porsche GT2 that looked just like Rami's. It was a Weissach package with the magnesium wheels, and I said $325,000. JP, would you have bet the over or the under on a car with a sticker price that was like $250 or something?
Wait, for a what now?
I was 2019 GT2 like Rami's.
A red Weissach package. How many miles?
Yeah, 1,300 miles.
1,300 miles, and you said
3.25. Would you have been bearish or bullish?
I'd have been bullish. I think they're coming back. I think they had a lull and now they're ripping back.
So you would have bet over the 325?
I would have bet the over, yeah.
Okay, so you would have won that one. It sold for $335,000.
Okay, all right.
All right, so 1993 Alfa Romeo Spider, silver car, like 35,000 original miles, which is low miles. It's the second to last year for the car, but silver is not a particularly pretty color. I said 21 grand. Would you bet the over or the under on $21,000?
Was it a Veloce or a Graduate? Or were they
no,
all
just
the
a
same
regular,
by that
just
year?
Just a base.
No hardtop?
No hardtop. The Veloce would have came with a hardtop, I think.
And you said 25?
21.
Oh, 21. I would have bet the over.
Oh, you would have. Okay, yeah. I would have thought you would have bet the under on that. It's 17,750, so I would have got that one if you would have stepped on your Johnson on that one.
Yeah, okay. That's actually good data, because we really saw those shooting up because we saw some that had like no miles at all.
Yeah.
So it seems like those are
silver, and it was just a base. You know what I mean? But it was low miles. So interesting result. Yeah. On cars and bids, you had selected that white BMW Z4 Coupe. Do you remember that car?
Yeah.
All right, manual transmission, but like a lot of miles, like 100,000 miles. I said 20 grand. Would you bet the over-under on that?
Ooh, that'd be a tough one because, I mean, it's a coupe, but that's high miles. Yeah, I would have bet the over. It's a coupe.
Okay, you would have won because it sold for $21,000.
Okay, yeah, that's right there. And that was on Cars and Bids as well.
Yep.
And yeah, then, that's bring a trailer. That's 25 for sure.
Yeah. So P-Car Market had a 1988 911 Carrera G50. With the granite green paint and really low original miles, like let's call it 25,000 original miles and granite green paint. G50 coupe. I said 90 grand, JP, over under.
Yeah, it's a G body and it's low miles and it's a rare color. Peak, was it on the East Coast or West Coast?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember.
I'm going to bet the under.
You bet the under, and you would have lost. Mm. That car brought $101,000.
It broke six figures
for a standard coupe. Standard coupe. Okay. Had like 33,000 miles. I mean, it was like really low miles, beautiful condition. And JP, remember we covered that M491 coupe? This was the twin of that car, but just not the wide body.
Yeah.
And that car brought 125. So that granite green is the hot color right now.
That is the bee's knees. All right.
And then the final one, JP, back to bring a trailer, a bright yellow 01 Acura Integra Type R, fair miles. I think it was like 58,000 miles. I would have said 40 grand. Would you have gone over or under on an Integra Type R in yellow with fair miles?
I'd have gone under.
Okay. And you would have won 37.5.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell stuff like that, but yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we didn't do yesterday's show. You would have crushed me.
I'm shocked by that 911, man. The G-body 911, even though it's a rare color and even though it's a G50 car, breaking $100,000 for a regular 911 of any kind is air-cooled. That's unbelievable. All right. Well,
so here's the thing. I put my bids the night before.
Yeah.
And then I usually, like at least once or twice, I change a bid every day based on your feedback on the car, because I feel like your attitude represents the public, you know, in a lot of ways. I have my own opinion.
Apathetic.
I listen to you and I.
Sticky and gross and kind of uninformed.
So here we go, where I had my bids from the night before. We didn't do the show. And then I get the results and I plug them in and I'm like, man, I'm not too bad at this if I don't change my mind. So, you know, because I felt like I was really close on a few of these. But then again, I'm not comparing them to your bids. So it's interesting. We might have to consider that as the format where we blind bid, collectively, and then we read the results. So, you know, anyway,
we'll be switching to blind bids at some point on this show. And this is a game show, and that is the appeal of the show. People ask me all the time, what is Vintners? What do I care about all these cars? Stuff like that. It's really not about the cars. It's whether or not you're – and that's the fun of this show, is anytime we have guests, they come on and you're like, oh, my God, that's the most fun game show I've ever been on, right? Because – we're competing. It's Price is Right, but instead of with like milk bones and powdered laundry detergent, it's cars that we actually care about, right? So it's the same dang thing. But nobody wins. We don't get anything, and there's no supermodel standing behind.
Everybody wants them to just pull back the wheel on the Price is Right and get the jet ski, right? Isn't that the dream scenario?
Yeah, the barbecue set.
It's a new Mustang convertible. You're like, oh my god.
All right. Well, so that was yesterday's cars. Let's quickly go over. We did have a show on Monday and we had five cars there. We'll just go really fast on those. The big car of the day was that Ferrari 348. That was kind of like one of my favorite Ferraris of all time.
Yeah. And I actually did well on that one. That was the black car, JP, that was in really nice condition with a second set of Speedline wheels. The old man got a lot of praise on the listing for being the owner and custodian of this car and a ton of recent service. JP, I said 75. You took the under at 70. And I'm telling you, your guess would probably apply to most 348s, but this one was particularly clean, and Bring a Trailer community loved it. It sold for $79,348.
Nice.
My win. The M3 on Bring a Trailer, the coupe with the stick, I said 22. You bet the under at 21, and you were on the wrong side of that one. It sold for $26,833. Remember
that's
all the
good
mods?
Money for that car, yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. really good money.
And had an accident on the Carfax. So again, yeah. I don't think minor accidents mean a damn anymore.
No.
You know, if it's a salvage or a recovery, that's a whole different story. But just a regular old accident, people just don't care like they used to, which is yeah. great, I think.
Yeah. JP, we're going to have dessert now. The, mm-hmm. the 1998 Subaru Impreza 22B STI on Bring a Trailer. This is essentially a gray market import. Came in under the show and display in 2020. This is from the Japanese market. It's one of 400, and it is their original homologation special that took them World Rally in the World Rally Championship, where they won several titles with this car with Colin McRae and Peter Solberg. This is the godfather of all cool Subaru products in the United States. I said 185. You took the over at 190, and you were the closest because this car sold for $312,550. Holla mother frickin' Lula. That is a huge result. Even, I mean, beyond what I imagined this car could bring. Clearly, that is their, as I said, I think my analogy holds up that that's their 1973 Carrera RS. That's the car that is going to be the one that put them on the map.
Yep. You know, we neither one of us deserve points on that. We were both six figures off.
Way off.
I had no idea that car was worth that much.
But what would you compare it to? I mean, in our defense, there's no comps for a car like that in this country. So anyway, there you go. Now we know that in the collector market, if you bring one in, I mean, I imagine there are people searching the markets in Japan and in England for these right now to bring them in and flip them here. JP, we also looked at a 2016 Boxster GTS. This was a really cool car that we kind of juxtaposed against the Ferrari. I said 72. You said 70. This car brought 80,500, a manual GTS with low miles. So interesting that that car has held its value because 85 or 90, you could almost get a GT4 with 20,000 miles on it, right?
I don't think so anymore. I think GT4s are back up to the high 90s or maybe even over 100. It's right. Yeah.
So I mean, there's your delta then, 20 grand to a GT4.
Yeah.
So save some money. This is a more practical car than a Boxster Spider. I don't know. You tell me.
You know, and certainly more reliable than the Ferrari 348. If you can only have one car, this is the car.
Yeah.
But the Ferrari 348 is still way cooler.
More practical than the Ferrari, I would say. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, insurance and otherwise. Okay, JP, last result. The 2004 Pontiac GTO, fair miles, manual transmission, had a replacement motor put in. This is a real hot rod. And you and I were very close on this car. I said 11, you said 15, and the car sold for $12,000, right in between our bids. I was the closer. So for me, I had a comeback Monday, four wins to your one. But if you know, yesterday's results or anything, you might have got back all of it yesterday. And here we are. It's Wednesday. We've got another group of crazy cars to look at.
All right. Well, let's get to the cars of the day. The most interesting cars of the day, of course. Our big car of the day is a car that we talk about a lot. Well, we talk about 911s all the time, but it's crazy. We kind of noticed accidentally, was it last week or something like that?
About a month ago. We've been talking about it for a little while now, and this is really the first one that we've been able to tee up since
well,
you said.
I guess, yeah.
Michael, we haven't seen any 930 turbos come. And I was like, actually, you're right. And so this is the first one we've been able to tee up since you made that remark.
Okay, so here it is. We haven't seen 930s in a while, and here's one for sale. We've seen a lot of M491s, so cars that look just like this. But what is this?
So this is the real 930 turbo, JP. This is a 1979 930 turbo. So the car originated as a Turbo Carrera, which was a wide body with a turbo and no intercooler. And we got that car in this country for basically 2 years, 76 and 77. And then for two more years, we sold the authentic 930, which is what this is, 1978, 1979. This is a motor was enlarged from 3 liter to 3.3 liter. It still had a turbo, but they also incorporated an intercooler, which necessitated this larger and higher T-tray rear wing. And the reason why that wing is so high is because the intercooler comes out from the engine compartment over the motor and sticks out. And this wing literally straddles the intercooler. And that's why we have this massive rear wing that has become an icon to Porsche turbo models. This car is in spectacular condition with just 36,000 original miles. It's supposed to be the first paint. It's offered out of Phoenix, Arizona, and it's in the iconic Guards Red with black leather upholstery. These cars come with air conditioning. These cars come with limited slip differentials. They interestingly use a four-speed manual transmission that has a very tall first gear. This car is good for about 45 miles an hour in first gear. And makes the driving experience all the more interesting. So you have crazy turbo lag and this unusual gearbox. But by all accounts, if you can get past those two things, you're in for something that is, you know, it's technology dates back to the Le Mans races of the early 1970s. And that technology and all those parts that Porsche developed to win Le Mans have trickled into this early supercar for Porsche, and Porsche sold a boatload of these in the United States. Now, 79 was the last year for the 930 turbo in this country. The car came back in 1985 or 6 as a 911 turbo, but there's only 2 years that we got a real 930, and this is one of them, and this is probably one of the nicest ones we've seen, and I think that this particular lot is in for a fantastic finish. JP, it's sitting with an hour and a half to go at $97,000. I think the value on this one's going to be strong. What's to like and what's not to like in your opinion?
Boy, everything to like. I mean, how do you find something not to like on this car? This is the iconic dream. This is like, you know, they say you don't want to meet your heroes. And in the car world, that is very often true. You get into a like a Lamborghini Countach and try to drive one of those things, and you're just not having a good time. This car is the opposite of that. This car really, this car, you realize the dream. Everything that you thought it would be like to drive one of these when you were a kid, the dream comes true when you get behind the wheel of these things. Oh, I love modding cars, but I wouldn't change a dang thing, except maybe change those sugar scoops to H4s and keep those original sugar scoops in a box and leave this thing. It is just immaculate. It's perfect. It's the right amount of miles that it's just high enough that you could drive this car and not feel super guilty. You know, it's not a car that you want to hermetically seal and put away and never drive. Buy this car. Look great while you drive your dream. Really, really want this car. And I love the Guards Red on black. I mean, do you get more 80s than that? I don't think it's possible.
No. So in 2015, 2016, JP, these cars were trading for about 150 grand. No. And the market started to recede. And the values on these things dropped. And I would say that this car was probably worth 85 grand about, you know, a year or two ago. But I think over the course of the pandemic and into this year, as you had suspected, because we're not seeing a lot of these and values had dropped, now they're starting to make a comeback. And this is the perfect car for the comeback because it's low miles, it's original condition, and it's a real 930. I cannot stress that enough. We call, you know, like eight different years of production 930s, but only 2 years are the real 930, and that's what this is. This is not a Turbo Carrera, and this is not a 911 Turbo. This is the real 930, and I think this one's going to have a moonshot. There's also a certificate of authenticity included, which is nice because Porsche doesn't make those anymore, so that's a nice little souvenir to have. I think this is a great car. I agree with you. You can drive it and watch the value of this car go up. JP, I think this car is going to sell for $125,000.
Boy, I can't disagree with that. In fact, I'm going to go over. I'm going to say $135,000. I'm going to give a full $10,000 spread, and nice. I'm going to give part of the credit to these wonderful photos. How
right?
rare is it?
Yes.
How refreshing is it to see a car that deserves the attention? Get
exactly.
it for once on these damn platforms. Take good pictures. It's going to bring extra money. I think Deeb is right. If this were just iPhone photos that somebody snapped in their garage with garbage cans in the background, yeah, it's a $125. This person's going to get the extra 10 grand because they hired somebody for $1,000 or $500, or they just knew what they were doing and took really, really beautiful photos. I am just over the moon on this ad.
JP, if they would have photographed it in a parking lot in the middle of the day with garbage cans in the background, it could have gone on Cars and Bits.
Yeah, it's true. Or gone 30 feet away and been on another site
Ooh.
That we won't mention.
Ooh, burn. Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome. I really love that car, JP. So quick story. Yesterday, you and I were shooting a 930, 79 930 out in our secret location. By the way, Gary Ackerman tried to grind me on Instagram for the location of our secret road. I had to be coy with our former boss, and I felt guilty about that. But I'm like, I've sworn to secrecy. I cannot tell or I'll lose my tongue. Dwayne Wick said, whose car is that? I don't know if you caught my answer. I said, I said, it's yours. We stole it, put it back together, and shot it yesterday morning. And I think he got a laugh. So hopefully Dwayne's building something like this, which is going to be really cool, but normally aspirated, right?
Yes, he is. Boy, I'm just so – look at these photos. That's good job. Good job. Yeah. You never hear that from me. That's pretty rare. So there it is.
JP, let's look at the other Porsche we teed up. If we go to P Car Market and we're going to look at a 1987 Porsche 911 Carrera G50 in cassis red metallic. Now, we kind of bummed out because we missed yesterday. We had that granite green car with 35,000 miles that was also a G50 coupe. I thought these two cars would be interesting to juxtapose because they're both on P Car Market. They're both G50s. They're both unusual and collectible colors, but one had low miles and one had high miles. So this car, John, is offered out of Canton, Georgia, with 104,000 miles on it. But otherwise, what's not to like? This is a G50 coupe in very nice condition. Everything is there. I don't think that this one's original. It's probably been repainted just by the looks at how nice it is. But anyway, there it is. An East Coast G50 coupe on P Car Market. I'll tell you, last night, John, this car was sitting at $20,000 on 5 bids. And this morning, the action has begun. And with 2 hours and 40 minutes, our car now has, well, still has 5 bids, which I must have read something wrong, but it's on $45,000 911. So almost $46,000 now. I'm refreshing my page. Yeah, 6 bids. So somebody put a big bid in, a knockout punch at 45,911. I don't think that's going to get it, though.
No, that's not going to be even close. This car is really nice. And yeah, this color, I think this color is one of those colors. I mean, it's not my color. It's certainly not a color I would choose. But time and again, we're seeing that Porsches in weird colors bring the bigger money. The colors that are less polarizing just bring less money. And again, kind of like we said with a 930, being that that one had 35,000 miles. This one has 100. But by all accounts, I mean, these are 250,000 mile cars. This is the perfect driver. Just no guilt at all. Just run the canyons. Take road trips across the country. This is the car to do it in. There's almost no color I can think of that Porsche has ever painted a car that I wouldn't rock. You know, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, they're all fun. Right. Do I have preferred colors? Sure. You know, and this certainly isn't one of them. And we sure have seen a lot of cassis cars come up, and we've seen them go from worthless to worth all the money. Just 6 to maybe 8 months ago on cars and bit or not cars and bits on P Car Market, there was an aftermarket wide body SC that was in this color, and it barely brought more than 30 grand. It didn't sell. It went to Deal Tank and it sold there. Yeah. And it was barely over $30,000 for my hometown in Snohomish, Washington.
Oh, that car. I was thinking of the flat slant nose. Sorry, JP. There's been so many. You're right. And by the way, on cars, I'm Bring a Trailer right now. There's a 21,000 mile 87 M491 cab. In cassis, which is a dealer is selling it, but that car should bring, you know, that should be $140,000 lot. We'll look at the result tomorrow just for shits and giggles. But this car, JP, bad photos. I really like these cars. I agree with you. If we were going to drive to Luftekolt next year, I would love to drive this car across the country if that AC's working.
He's got the carb on it. Oh, my time God. He saw one of those. Dude, what so are you awesome. Doing?
But I would
all the crap Redwood. Just goes down into this group. Like it rains, you hit a snowstorm or something like that. Yep. All the mud and crap goes down and collects under that thing and destroys your paint. It does the exact opposite of what you want.
What
it to
it's
do.
Supposed to do.
Yeah. So stupid. Hate those things. All right. Where's this one going to land?
That's a good question, JP. So
what we do on the show. You're right.
Yeah, that's a good question. I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I stayed up all night. I'm like, what if he asked me? Yeah. I'm gonna stick my neck out for this car just because cassis have been doing well. G50s are bringing a premium, and the car yesterday brought $100,000. So what's the delta for giving away some miles? So I'm proudly say $60,000.
Yeah, I'm going 65. I think it's it's going over. I mean, G-body G50 coupes. I mean, how much money do you have? That's how much they are. People ask how much they're worth. What do you got? How much money can you come up with? Who can you rob? Who can you, you know, inflate cash flow? Whatever. They're just worth all of it. Whatever money you have, that's what it's worth. They're just all the money. I don't get it.
I told you, I love the cars.
They're my favorite cars in the world, but it's just something's going crazy right now.
It always makes me nervous when you bet the over. I'm like, oh, crap, I'm leaving money on the table, aren't I?
All right. Well, let's get to a non-Porsche here. We're talking about some other cars. What else we got?
Yeah. So we have a no reserve lot on cars and bids. It's a 2005 Toyota Celica GTS. This car has 58,600 miles out of Endicott, New York. JP, this is really interesting. So this is the 1.8 liter inline four that Toyota sold this motor. If you remember, these things powered the very first Lotus Elises that came to our country. But in this application, they're front wheel drive. So despite having a six-speed manual, they were never really taken seriously as a sports car. They were just sort of a sporty economy car. I don't mind this sort of, you know, darker royal blue metallic paint job, but all of the additional TRD spoilers and wings and things on this car and this hideous blue interior basically turned me away at the door. I am not interested. But the list of modifications goes on and on. There are more than a dozen TRD components that have been added to the Celica, and there's another dozen JDM and aftermarket pieces to make this thing, you know, a hot little sports car, despite, again, being front-wheel drive. 58,000 miles for an original, you know, early 2000s Japanese sports car. I thought it would be interesting to see where this lot would land, and we know it's going to sell because it's a no-reserve lot. I just have to wonder, I mean, again, do we think this is the right place to put it on cars and bids? I don't know that he has this young an audience to find the right buyer for this car. Somebody would appreciate all these mods. I mean, you tell me, JP, do you think that the right buyer is looking at cars and bids for this type of car?
Honestly, yeah, because they're not on Bring a Trailer. I mean, Bring a Trailer buyers are definitely looking for stuff that's special. This is nothing of the sort. It's too new to be on Radwood, or Rad for Sale, because this is, I mean, this car is future kitsch, right? I mean, it just, it's 2005. The early aughts are not cool yet. So at some point, when the people that wanted these cars, are in their, you know, late 30s and 40s start to be able to afford getting those cars that they wanted when they were young, that's when these will get cool. But it's, we're not there yet. I think if you want a hot hatch like this, just get a GTI like everyone else, because at least that car doesn't look ridiculously period. Cause you can get an early aughts GTI that's going to fit in today and still be a cool car.
It'll run circles around this and hold its value a little bit better.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is neat. It's fun. It's kitschy. And honestly, in answer to your question, to be direct, I do think if they're going to sell it anywhere, I think Cars and Bids is the right place, because it's not going to go for a lot of money. And the person that does have money on Cars and Bids to buy, they're like, all right, well, I can dredge up $5,000 or $10,000 for some, you know, thing. Whereas they can't afford an Audi or whatever that might be 15 or 20. So where is this going to land? I don't know. I said that $5,000 or $10,000 as if that's what it's worth. I don't. Where's it even sitting at right now?
You're right on the money, JP. Believe it or not, it's got 23 bids, which is a testament to your idea that this is the right audience for the car. The car is sitting at $6,500, and it's got 2 hours and 10 minutes to go until it closes. So I had put $9,000, and just on the exercise from yesterday, I'm going to leave my bid there and not touch it. I'm just going to say, I think that's high, but I'm going to leave it there and see what happens.
I think that's a good move. I mean, yeah, I mean, think about it. BAT, people that are sitting around looking at BAT, they have literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of disposable cash. I don't know what percentage of the people that are on BAT watching the auctions, but it's a very high double-digit percentage of the people looking at those auctions that are actual potential buyers are sitting there going, yeah, I could buy a G50, you know, 911 today, and that's not gonna, you know, I'm just gonna do it cash. I don't have to get a loan. I don't have to do anything, right? The average person that's cruising cars and bids, that number, it's more like $6,000 to $10,000 is how much they could maybe stroke a check for if they had to. And so, with that said, I'm gonna say, you're saying how much is it sitting at right now?
$6,500.
I'm gonna go $7,500. I don't think it's gonna get a late run, because that's what always happens on cars and bids. It's very rare that we see late runs on these. on all anything right, JP. Causing bits. All right.
Okay, here's one that's out of our comfort zone. I'd be surprised if you know as much about this car as I do, because I know almost nothing. This is on Hemmings Auto Knock News. They are now doing auctions. Sorry.
I'm on the wrong platform, guys. Sorry about that.
The Sunbeam. I was going to go on the Sunbeam, JP, on Hemmings. So this is Shelby's other British roadster, the 1965 Sunbeam Tiger. So now there's a Sunbeam Tiger, and then there's a Sunbeam Tiger Alpine. The Sunbeam Tiger, which is our car, uses the 260 cubic inch overhead valve V8. That is a Ford-sourced V8 wedged into a little British roadster. And people often comment that this car has the perfect power to weight ratio, and Shelby helped do the engineering on this car. They did make a hotter version of it, JP, that was called the Alpine, and the Alpine basically used the Mustang's 289 cubic inch, and it was wedged into basically the same platform. I'm sure there were a few other little upgrades besides the motor itself, but they certainly made a few of these. JP, the 260 cubic inch Ford V8 Sunbeam Tiger, they produced, let me read it to you, I think I wrote it down. Oh, I didn't write it down. I don't know how many they made, but anyway, there it is. It's got 14,900 miles on the odometer. There's no way to verify if that's true or not. I would suggest that it's probably 114,000 miles. It's offered out of Salem, New York, and it's sitting at $40,000 on 25 bids. So what do you think?
Yeah, when I saw the picture, I thought it was a Triumph TR6. I really, you know, you're right. I don't know anything about these. I had no idea they put a big engine like that in them. I know that there's definitely an audience for them, and I think Hemmings is probably the right place. But as true to Hemmings' form, they have zero requirements for photos and quality of photos. This is a garbage ad. Whatever this car is worth, they're going to be leaving money on the table, because it really is a beautiful car, and as little as I know about them, I know enough to know that this is a special car, but you wouldn't know it. This looks like some regular piece of crap MG that you saw in someone's field. It's so awfully represented that I just, you know, it just makes me angry when I see ads like this representing cars that really do deserve more attention. And if I'm Hemmings trying to get into this party, you need something to differentiate yourself from all the other auction sites that are eating your lunch.
A higher minimum standard.
Yeah, and Hemmings could make that requirement because they have the name Hemmings. Everyone, there's so much heritage with the name Hemmings. Hemmings has a lot of weight, and to get into Hemmings, it should be like, ooh, your car was accepted in Hemmings? Wow, that means you must have, one, a really special car, and two, you must have really represented it well, because this is crap. This is absolute crap. Hemmings, if you guys are watching, stop it, man. You guys could really own the space because you have a name that deserves
massive
quality
audience,
and you're not getting it. And just clamp down on these idiots sending you ads like this. This is just embarrassing.
When the pandemic hit, JP,
Hemmings
got 26,000 new subscriptions for their old-fashioned paper classified magazine in the mail, because all these guys knew they had to stay home and they just wanted to look at pictures of cars all day. 26,000 new in the spring last year when the pandemic hit and everybody was like, you know, on home, you know, bound to be at home. One more comment about the Sunbeam. Basically, Shelby was experimenting with this car. He had this vision for taking a small, lightweight British roadster and shoehorning an American V8 in there to make a world-class sports car. And he started with the Sunbeam Tiger, and it was a 260, and it wasn't enough power for him, even though everybody else said it's got the perfect power to weight ratio for that car. So then he put the Alpine, he shoehorned a 289, and he liked it more, but he didn't want to develop that chassis. And so then he turned to AC Bristol and bought AC Bristol Aces and turned those into Cobras. And he did, not only did he put the 289 in that, but then he widened the fenders, he put better transmission, better differential, better suspension, and then really modified those cars. And an AC Bristol looks like the cousin of a Shelby Cobra. But the Cobra is like a car that's been to the gym and worked out and ate right. You know, it's just, you can tell it's a special car. And that became a legend. But this was his first blush, his first pass at that idea. And so these cars have a cult following, but they're not big money ticket. So anyways, the reserve is not met on this one. It's got 3 hours to go. It's sitting at $40,500. I know you kind of poo-pooed on these ads, but a lot of the pleated pants people that read Hemmings aren't as finicky as you are. And I still think this car is going to bring $65,000 because it's in really nice condition and they're not that common. So JP, where are you at?
I don't disagree with you on any of that. There is definitely the person that wants this car really isn't. They don't. Dare I say, have taste? No. They, I said that. No, and I really mean that. As far as you're right, finicky is the right word. They're not as finicky when it comes to the ads. They just don't care because they're used to looking at, you know, Auto Trader print ads from 30 years ago. They're still like flipping through pages of little nickel ads. This car really is a wonderful car. I am not disparaging the car at all, or really anyone that would want this car, because hell, I want this car. This is a beautiful run. I don't know what it's worth. I think whatever it is worth, it would get more on a different platform. The 65 number that you're saying, I think is right. Heck, I'm going to go over. I thought these were worth a lot more, frankly.
Okay.
I'm going to go 75. But, yeah, you know, that's kind of just, that's pure guessing.
I think the Alpine would be in that 80, 90, 100,000 in this condition. Okay. But anyways, I'm going to introduce this next car, JP, and then I'm going to let one of my dogs out. So I'm going to run through this and hand it over to you. This is the bad guy's car in a Steven Seagal movie, JP. Check out a 1991 Cadillac Braum d'Elegance. This is a no-reserve auction offered at a Deerfield Beach, Florida, with just 38,000 original miles. This car is in spectacular condition, and it looks like it's at somebody's very fancy estate. There are details that abound on this, from the 15-inch wire wheel hubcaps to the double pinstripe wheels. It's got white walls and gold walls on the tires. This thing is powered by a 5.7 liter V8. That's GM's 350 and a 4-speed automatic. But everything is in that grill, and everything is in that like leather soft top, and everything is in that quilted leather interior. This is the bad guy car from an 80s and 90s movie. I absolutely love seeing one today in this condition. Could you imagine if this could be somehow led into Radwood? I think this would be an amazing continuation to roll onto one of those shows and get out in like a three-piece double-breasted suit or something. It'd be absolutely hilarious. So, JP, I'm going to let Roland P. You take it from here.
Well, stick around. Let's just get right to the bid because this is the last car of the day. Let's just do it.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah, okay.
What's your bid on this thing? Because this is awesome.
Isn't this car amazing? I would love to own this car. I mean, imagine Turoing this car, JP, in Vegas. How cool would that
I don't
be?
Know if I could in good conscience turbo this thing.
It's so nice.
You know how we talked about how 928s, you know, 928s are making a comeback, and I, you know, it's like I hadn't driven a 928 in 20 years that was any good. 928s I just had in my head, god, 928s really do suck. But then it's like I got a chance to drive that one that had like 8,000 miles on it. It was like,
yeah,
that's what this car is like. We haven't seen something like this in such good condition. You forget how nice they were when they were originally. These are, you know, the top is all screwed up, and I mean, this, oh my god, this thing is it's hermetically sealed. It's perfect. It looks like it came out of time console.
It looks like somebody has waxed it every Sunday since 1991. It really does look like it's in spectacular condition.
Man, I just want to be in there and cruise the strip, and hell yeah.
It would be so fun to go out on a double date in that car, like someplace fancy, and park in front of the casino and have them leave your car up front. And JP, wait till you see where the price is on this car. So last night, this no reserve auction out of Florida was on 20 bids at $35,000. But this car has gotten love overnight. It's sitting at $45,000 with an hour to go on 26 bids. So where are you at? I'm going to go. I actually put 45 last night. So I'm going to raise my bid to 55.
And where's it at right now?
45,000, which 45,000 was my bid overnight.
Wow,
yeah, hit
wow.
my bid with an hour to go.
All right, I'm going to park right under you. You said 55. I'm going to say 54 because studio, oh, yeah. That's the studio where it's going to go. Look at this thing. Yeah. I want to be inside this all thing right. So bad.
I'm going to say goodbye early, JP, and I'll let you say goodbye to the audience.
There it is, everybody. Bid Nerd, your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day on Cars and Bids. Bring a trailer, P-Car Market, Rad for Sale, whatever other auction site that happens to pop up. We do this every Monday through Friday at about the 9 o'clock hour. And you can reach us here, or you can watch on YouTube after it's live. It's always there. Make sure you hit the subscribe and like button. Make sure you also hit the notifications button, because we do the show live. For some reason, YouTube doesn't always populate the thumbnail up there as quickly as we would like. And people are going, did you make a show today? And we're like, yeah, it's there. Trust us. It'll pop up sooner than later. It's there, and you'll know about it immediately if you have the notification button. So thanks again for watching. And hey, if you're looking for more Porsche content, make sure you run over to Pluto TV. Check out Pluto TV. Yours truly has a television show on there that just dropped. It's called Porsche Road Trip. It has not premiered officially live on the Chassis Network. That is the network where it lives, but you can get a sneak peek of the show in their on-demand feature. If you go on Pluto TV, click on demand, there will be a list of categories on the left side of your screen, and just scroll all the way down until you see the cars category. When you see cars category, click on that, and you'll see my ugly mug in front of a Porsche. It's called Porsche Road Trip. There are 8 episodes that you can binge watch right now. So please do us a favor and go do that, and check out the show when it goes live on the 28th of May, prime time in your area, on Chassis TV, on Pluto TV. Did we get Michael D back?
Hey, JP, didn't one of our friends remind us too, like, if you have a remote, you can talk to
you too. Hold on. Sorry about that.
That's one way to do it.
What was
one of our friends was reminding us too, if you have a remote that you can talk into, you can literally just say Porsche Road Trip and it'll find it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you're on Pluto TV and you just can't figure out their interface, it's a little clunky.
It's a lot of content.
Yeah, if you've got one of those smart remotes that you can talk to, just say Porsche Road Trip, and just like boom. Michael Deep said, boom, it'll be there. So there it is, guys. Porsche Road Trip. You know what? I think I'm going to end the show with the trailer for that. How's that? So thanks
Let's
for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow, which will be a Thursday edition of Bid Nerds? That's right. Tomorrow's Thursday already. See you tomorrow, guys. I love driving and BSing about classic Porsches. So how great would it be to take a killer road trip in an old 911 and visit a bunch of my best friends who love the same things? Oh, and while I'm on the trip, I thought I'd make a TV show about it. So let's drive the coolest cars on the best roads with the greatest people in America. I'm John Polnick, and you're coming with me on my Porsche road trip.
I think it's just getting people into cars for the reason we like cars, which is actually like driving the cars.
You're living with a Victoria's Secret model, Everbanger.
Saving it for the next guy.
I take a microfiber and I just kind of wipe her down. But
man, give me a 911 turbo cab, because that big wide ass with that top down and that girl hair flying in the wind, yes. You can't beat that.
This is all your fault, John.
I ain't no collector. You drive them things and I might respect you.